All right, I will let you kick off the show whenever you're ready, and I will jump in.
Absolutely. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Heralds. It's been a bit. We tried last week. We had technical issues. Then we thought, what better way to start than San Diego Comic-Con? Because we're back, finally.
I guess you could say, Will, that we've been born again. If you know what I mean.
Real quick, are the numbers going for you?
Yeah, the numbers are going.
Sorry about that. It's not going on my part, so I had to see.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
And I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we'll get into it. But with that out of the way, I am one half of your hosts of the Heralds of your pop culture media. My name is Harrison.
And I already said my name, didn't I?
Maybe, I don't know, but, you know, it's been long enough, maybe they all forgot about us.
And I'm Will.
There we go.
Originally, our plan was to not get into any news, because that's all SDCC is. But, sadly today, renowned actor David Warner, who was known for at least the nerd community, as the scientist in TMNT2, Secret of the Ooze, and voiced Ra's al Ghul in Batman the Animated Series, has passed away at 80 years old.
I did not hear about this. That is sad. I do have fond memories of both of those projects that you said. So that is a big shame to the community. I hope his family's doing okay.
I hope so too. Prayers and all. Sounded so insincere, but I do mean it.
I know when you're being sincere.
But let's just... Dude, my tongue is twisting all over the place. Let's get right into it and just start with San Diego Comic-Con, because
do it.
What more do we need?
The internet is hot with news right now, and we're going to break it down.
And as always, I just put it in our news order of DC, Marvel, etc., because it works.
It does work. You guys know the flow. Get with the flow. It's our thing. It works, and it's really easy to break stuff down. There's a lot of stuff on one side. One property has a lot of stuff that we're going to be on for a while.
Yeah. Should we just do that one last?
Yeah, sure, why not? Let's save the best for last. I don't want to give that it's the best, but you all know it's the best, so we'll save it.
Actually, for me, DC won this year.
Oh, I think I know why, and I can't wait to talk about that because I know how excited you are.
So I'm going to just start with DC like we always do.
Mm-hmm.
Pennyworth Season 3 is coming to HBO Max this fall.
Which I didn't even know there was a Pennyworth Season 3 in the works.
I did not either, but I started the show and I'm really enjoying it. I think I'm on like episode 2 or 3.
Okay, is it? It's not connected to the Gotham universe, is it, or it is?
Very unsure.
Okay.
I'd have to look it up again.
You know what? There's a lot of property. There's some other properties we're going to talk about that's unsure if it's connected or not.
God. So then the DC animated movie slate for 2023 was revealed.
Oh, you know what? They've been killing the game so far, so I'm actually really excited to hear about this. I have no idea what you're about to hit me with.
In like a week?
Yeah.
Or this week, Green Lantern, Beware My Power comes out. I am copping that sucker so fast.
I'm going to be honest. I might have watched it weeks ago on my illegal movie website.
If so, I do not condone piracy.
You do not condone piracy, but, you know, survival of the fittest. Anyway, hit me with the slip. But send me the link. What do you got?
So the first movie they had was Justice League War World. Now, we don't have too many details as if, like, this is connected to a certain universe or if it's standalone stuff.
It seems like everything is connected so far. Like, even, I don't want to spoil anything for Green Lantern, but it does seem like all of this stuff, both the animation style and the characters that have been introduced, it feels like they are building a universe.
No, sorry, I mean these specific movies that I'm listing off.
Okay. Yeah, so this is a Justice League movie.
Yes, Superman, Man of Tomorrow,
uh-huh.
Justice Society, World War II, both Batman The Long Halloweens and Green Lantern are all connected.
Okay, so this seems like we're going to get introduced properly to the mainline Justice League, and I'm going to guess Mongol will be the villain?
I would guess Mongol, but that's, again, if all we got were logos. We don't know if this is that series. Then we got my most anticipated, which I hope is in that connected series, Legion of Superheroes.
Was this the one that we got into a little bit on the show that never came out last week, where it's a bit adult-oriented Legion of Superheroes?
No, because that's actually going to be a series. So we're getting... Legion fans are eating pretty good right now.
I mean, it's been a while.
And you know I love me some Legion of Superheroes.
I know that was one of the very impactful cartoons growing up for you.
But when I say we're eating good, I mean, we got Young Justice, who just had their Legion of Superheroes arc, ending with Brainiac 5. And then you have this and the movie. Bro, please.
I'd love to see, I mean, I love the idea of Legion of Superheroes just because the idea of just future characters, future versions of our characters, and I don't know that much about it, so I'm going to go into it pretty open-minded.
Yes. So then we have The Gift That Keeps On Giving, Batman.
Oh, another one?
It's called, this is how I feel like they're out of ideas for Batman films. Batman, the Doom That Came to Gotham.
That, I mean, okay. On the bright side, that sounds like a 1940s serial, so that's kind of cool.
It does.
Yeah, but that is a very generic title. I'm interested to see. I can't gather anything from that. I mean, you think it's going to be an original villain, like they did with Mask of the Phantasm, or you think it's going to be a villain we know?
I wouldn't mind a new original villain.
No, me neither. I mean, the last time they did it in a movie was with Mask of the Phantasm. Yeah. That's basically become, like, one of his greatest villains now. So, yeah, give me more.
Then recently, a crossover comic was released titled Ruby/Justice League. It was in the world of the Rooster Teeth anime that was on YouTube, Ruby. But they are now releasing an animated film.
Okay, I like Rooster Teeth. I didn't know they had a Justice League-esque anime.
No, they don't. Ruby is their own original anime.
Oh, okay.
And it's one of the few, like, CG, the 2D, 3D anime type of thing that we got with, like, Iron Man Armored Adventures.
I like that.
That animation style.
Yeah, I like that style.
Well, recently a miniseries for comics came out with them crossing over, but the Justice League were in the Ruby universe. They are now turning that into an animated film.
Okay, then I might check. When I think of Rooster Teeth, I think of Red versus Blue, and I love Red versus Blue.
That is fair. Then my boy, he's back. Just say the name. Shazam Fury of the Gods trailer. Woo!
Oh, we're going right for the throat. Let's do it. I watched it like five times.
I have watched it five times.
Yeah. I'll let you break it down, and then I'll come in every once in a while.
So it really just kind of kicks off with him and talking therapy, feeling like he's nothing, because we already have a red superhero with a lightning bolt, which is hilarious because I get my Shazam hat confused for Flash all the time.
I was going to say, I know you talked about that.
Aquaman's just cool and Batman's Batman. Once again, ignoring Superman.
Once again, very wisely not showing Ezra Miller's face, I'd like to point out. They very smartly did not show his face.
And they very smartly left out things for Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom and the Flash movie.
Yes, and Ben Affleck, I guess technically, is the Batman still in this universe because he will be showing up in Flashpoint.
Yeah, so we'll see. But it starts off with that, and then him really still trying to get a hold of this whole hero thing by crashing into a building. Well, three goddesses come back. Or two of them come back, which are Helen Mirren and Lucy Liu's character. And it looks like Rachel Zegler?
Yeah,
I want to say her name is. Is a newish goddess. And she'll be friends with Freddy. Well, the whole kids are doing their teen thing with their beautiful new suits. With the Vasquez's knowledge. Looks like the parents know.
Yeah, support. At least by the end of it, right?
Well, they straight up said, what are you doing? Going to fight crime?
Yeah, I didn't know if I were to take that as them, like, being funny, or if, like, they actually are, like, we're going to fight crime and they know. I definitely assume by the end of it, because it looks like they're hugging it, like, the tree of eternity. Not the tree, it's the rock of eternity. But some magical tree, it seems like they're hugging at by the end. So I'm going to assume by the end the parents will find out.
I just keep thinking back to the first one where they said Darla's a horrible liar.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that could come into play again. So these evil, they're the daughters of Atlas. Thank you. It's the daughters of him.
Because that's part of his thing is the stamina of Atlas.
Right. And then another thing, I thought Jamon Hanzu's character died in the first one.
No, I thought Jamon Hanzu was dead too, but I guess not. And we're getting more of his backstory.
Yeah, which I mean,
you're fleshing the wizard out, and I am in.
Yes, he was a really interesting character that I'm sad they killed off, but I guess our fears were for nothing. We did get a good amount of him in this, and he looks great. And
he looks awesome.
And it's great. The kids have aged. My God, have they aged so quickly in the past couple of years?
That's kids, man.
Yeah, I mean, they even had to basically, isn't it the same actress that's playing Mary Marvel is what she looks like when she turns into Mary Marvel?
Yeah, Michelle bore this out because even in the story, Mary Batson's an adult. So they kept Grace as both Shazam form and regular.
Which is something they do in Kingdom Come with Shazam that, you know, he looks the same, it's just in costume.
But these new suits are just beautiful.
They're very clean. Those are
some cool
suits. Yeah. Is it just me or does it look like they took a little bit of padding out of Zachary Levi's from the last one?
Oh, they either hid it better or took it out.
Okay, I'm fine with that. I mean, it was cool in the original because, like, he looked like, you know, like what a god superhero would look like and something very retro. But this one looks more streamlined and it looks cleaner, like you're saying. I like the suits overall. Something I'm interested in is, do you think that by the end of it, the Shazam family are going to go away now and it's just going to be him again?
I don't know. I personally hope not. They are my favorite DC family. Besides the Flash family, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I like it too because it's a very unique dynamic that not a lot of superheroes have. I heard some people on the internet talking about how they think by the end of it, they're going to all give up their powers to him.
See, I don't know. But I also noticed even the kids got a better hang because Darla flew in instead of running.
Oh, I didn't notice that. So you think that, like, they all basically have the same powers now instead of
what they normally do in the comics, yeah.
Okay. So that was a unique thing for the movie where it seemed like they all got one of his powers?
Correct. So then you have, what's-his-face's staff is back.
The wizard's staff?
The wizard, Savannah, whatever.
Yeah, he's
the staff is back.
Uh-huh.
So I'm excited to see where it goes. The dragon looked cool. It looks like a very fun movie, the Fast and Furious reference.
That was good, especially because Helen Mirren is in the Fast and Furious movies.
Yes.
Do you think we'll get any of Mr. Mind, or that was just something that we'll never see more of from post-credits from the last one?
I think it's going to be like a starter villain before the Daughters of Atlas show up.
I would love that, because he's a very fun, goofy, old comic villain that I think would be a fun way to start off the movie.
Yeah. Also, the Annabelle doll, or Annabeth, which one is it?
Annabelle.
Is back.
Yes, he put it.
Sitting in the pediatrician's office.
Yeah, James Wan puts it in his Aquaman movies. The director, I can't think of, the guy that made the first
one.
David Sandberg made Annabelle like two or three, so he put it in the first Shazam and this one, so that's cool. Also, a lot of other Justice League plushies were back there.
Yeah, I saw. Those were cool. Overall, this looks like a really fun movie, and I am so excited. My most anticipated movie of the year.
Yeah, it's, January 6th, I think they moved?
December.
Okay, I thought I saw January 6th when I watched the trailer yesterday.
Yeah, this one's December.
Okay. It's very interesting that they kind of kept it within the Shazam family with the other big panel we got from DC.
Yeah, The Rock coming on stage is Black Adam.
That was very good. That was very Loki, Tom Hiddleston Loki-esque from 2013, I want to say, when they were doing The Dark World.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. I've seen this before.
Yeah, it was funny, though, because I think I saw a clip where, like, he was in costume, there was smoke, and then he kind of just runs off stage real quick and puts on normal clothes.
That's great.
Yeah.
I will say, you know, my anticipation for Black Adam is not really there, except for Dr. Fate.
I was going to say, it seems like your anticipation is more to see the Justice Society.
Just Dr. Fate.
Just not even like an Atom Smasher or Hawkman? Because I'm very excited to see Hawkman.
I do not feel that Atom Smasher, Cyclone, or Hawkman were casted the best.
Casting-wise, I mean, how can you beat James Bond, whatever, which James Bond is it they casted as Dr. Fate?
Bro, Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, I mean, that's very good.
It's not a matter of beating, it's just I don't feel the others are accurate to the characters from the comics.
I don't know much about Atom Smasher and Cyclone. I know a good amount about Hawkman. It's interesting that they casted a non-Egyptian actor. Maybe he is Egyptian?
No, he's not. He's just Aldous Hodge.
Okay. Which, I mean, I think the armor looks sick. I think the mace looks very... It looks very comic accurate. I like how DC, overall, the suits are looking a lot better.
I'm still, like, coming to grip with... I did it even in the comics, if I prefer the metal wings or the feathered wings.
Yeah, I mean, dude, are we ever going to get a live-action superhero movie at all that does feathered wings?
Is that rhetorical?
Yeah, that answers our question. What, Falcon, Vulture, now Hawkman? We're never going to... Maybe Angel. I'll give it to Angel.
Hopefully Angel and X-Men The Last Stand.
You're right. That is true. And then I'm sure.
Straight feather.
Yeah, and then they get rid of him. They're like, oh, go to Archangel. Metal wings, please.
Yeah, so come on.
Yeah, I know. And we'll probably get him soon enough in the MCU. Good old feathery wings.
I hope. I don't know. I prefer the feather wings personally.
Oh, I do
and
too.
And that's more a preference than them doing something inaccurate. He's had both.
I'm surprised they didn't like do a little like jokey costume with Sam Wilson in a feathery wingsuit, at least for a second.
Oh, I know. They should have.
Yeah, I mean, they did like a comic accurate Loki suit for a little bit in the Loki. They did it for Scarlet Witch and Vision. They kind of did a little throwback to their, so I'm surprised we didn't get that. But yes, let's talk about the Black Adam trailer itself because we got a little bit of new stuff.
Well, I'm going to send you a photo real quick of Adam Smasher. Kind of discuss why I'm not a big fan of cast.
Yeah, while you're sending that, I'll talk about your
sent.
Okay. Your most excited thing being Dr. Fate. The coolest part of the trailer might have been the multiple Dr. Fates holding back Black Adam. That was cool.
That was sick, but I actually have to go and give props this time to Black Adam himself. He felt like the character this time around. I didn't really get Black Adam vibes from the first trailer, but this, I could only see the character. And for a hot second, I actually forgot it was The Rock, which is one of his biggest struggles in acting.
It is, and him playing this monumentally powerful character... It's hard to tell the difference, but I will say, visually, I agree with you. I saw Black Adam when I was watching it, but some of the things he said, like these powers aren't a gift, they're a curse. I'm like, I don't know if Black Adam would say that.
No, because he thought they were a gift, and then he used them for his own thing. It was not a curse.
Yeah.
That didn't feel right.
I know that
I
there
is... I still want Widow's Peak Adam, man.
I do, too. I want elf ears and Widow's Peak.
Yeah, I think he does have the elf ears, doesn't he?
Maybe, I don't know. I'd have to look... you know me, I'll go back and look at Dwayne Johnson ears for hours. But we don't really know officially what, like, the outside evil force is in this movie. I know there is one, because, like, we know from toy leaks and stuff that there is a villain they're doing. They didn't show anything in the trailer.
Yeah, it's Sabacc.
It's Sabacc, okay. I think I know who you're talking about, but I'm going to look him up after the show. I don't know why they're hiding
him. No, elf ears.
No, yeah, there you go. I'm so glad you were staring at Dwayne Johnson ears. The trailer ended so, like, the clip at the end with Hawkman going at him with the mace.
Oh.
I loved that. I want a lot of that kind of stuff in the movie.
Actually, you want to know something sick?
What?
On my part? So, obviously, it rains, like, every day here. And there's always thunder, lightning in Florida.
Yes.
Kid you not, as the logo started appearing and the thunderbolt went straight through, it thundered outside for me.
That's
perfect timing. And I got chills. I was like, oh.
Maybe someone said the magic words outside somewhere.
Well, I was saying it inside, but they missed me.
I will say, back to the Shazam trailer real quick. They used an Eminem song for the second for the sequels they did for the first movie.
Yeah. Which, my name is.
I think that's a fun little tie thing. It's kind of like how I think they did a Kendrick Lamar song for both the Black Panther trailers, which we'll talk about later.
Yes. I don't want to get into it yet.
I don't want to either. But yeah, is there anything else you want to talk about the Black Adam trailer? It was only a minute and like 15, which I mean, that's fine. I don't really need to see anything more from this movie. I'm going to go no matter what.
Amanda Waller was confirmed to appear in this movie.
Oh, interesting. Do you think, why do you think there's like a character she wants to recruit or she wants to hunt Black Adam?
Well, Black Adam's been a part of the squad before.
Yes, yes. Do you think that will be something she tries to do?
I think so.
Do you think this is to set up her own show she's getting, or this was filmed maybe before that her own show was announced?
It's, for me, it's not even that I think it might have been filmed before. It's, I'm still not quite certain what time period this is.
Oh, yeah, that's, I've been thinking that for so long. I'd like to assume it's going to be in 80s. I'm going to say it's going to be in the 80s to be safe. I think that would make sense.
I want to say present day, but I'm just very unsure.
Right, because there is some future tech, but we could think some villains could get future tech because, you know, some of the people riding around on bikes, and we saw someone launch a missile in the last trailer that looked very, if not modern day, very futuristic-esque.
Yeah. So, wait, did you look at the picture I sent you yet?
I did not. Here, let me check. You keep talking.
So, one of my other things that I thought was actually really well done in this trailer is still continuously teasing Isis and Osiris without really showing them yet.
Yeah, I forgot they casted her. We just haven't seen Isis yet, but they
and did Osiris.
Is that who? Is that his daughter or son? Come on,
the little dude with her.
Okay,
the teenager.
Yeah. Oh yeah, so that's what you want Adam Smasher to look like.
To me, he needs to look like less like how Noah Centineo looks, and more almost like a Patrick Swayze thing going.
Yeah, Pat, man, if they made this back in the 90s, he would have been a good. I am interested to see because he's very much a very nerdy scientist in the comics, so I want to see how this very handsome, suave man can pull off that.
And I think he needs to be bigger, muscular.
Probably. I'm wondering
don't
if
feel how, like Noah put on enough muscle.
Right. I'm wondering how many of the general public are going to draw Ant-Man connections, but we'll see.
Yeah. Outside of that, I did not watch it. I don't know if you did, but the new Sandman trailer.
I didn't. I saw that they actually did an interview with Neil Gaiman. Is that how you say his name?
Yes.
Yeah, the guy that wrote the Sandman. I saw they did like he broke down the trailer. So I kind of want to watch that. I'm sure I'll watch the show, especially if people say it's good when it comes out, because I do like that very gothic aesthetic, and I've heard nothing but good things from the graphic novel. So I did not watch it, but I am slowly anticipating it.
For me, I don't know if I will. It just doesn't seem like my type of show. Not saying it looks bad or anything. It just doesn't look like my cup of tea.
Do you know if we're getting any characters from the graphic novel from the larger DC universe? Like, I know Dead Man shows up in the graphic novel. I think Swamp Thing, maybe even
Constantine. They did confirm Lyta and Hector Hall. Lyta was Fury in the Infinity Inc. She was Wonder Woman and Steve Trevor's daughter.
Okay. So,
and Hector Hall is the son of Hawkman and Hawkwoman.
Man, isn't it so interesting that Netflix now has both, or used to, have Marvel original series and now a DC original series?
It is.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that. There are some other non-big cinematic universe-esque trailers I wanted to briefly touch on. I am a big fan of Game of Thrones, and they did drop a House of the Dragon trailer, maybe even the day before Comic-Con or like the day.
Oh, I've got a whole section for film TV.
Okay, cool. I'll leave some room. What's next on the list?
So for Star Wars, the only thing we got is Amanda Stenberg was confirmed to be the lead in Star Wars Acolyte.
I don't know if I know that actor from anywhere.
Rue from Hunger Games.
Oh, cool. Interesting.
My favorite thing about the Comic-Con is she sent a video to Jack Quaid, who plays Huey in The Boys, and played Marvel, who killed Rue. Basically, this whole making fun of him, yet I forgive you.
Bro, Jack Quaid has talked about how he still walks around and people are like, I can't believe you killed Rue, and it's been like, what, like 12 years?
Yeah, she sent a thing saying, you know what, I still feel the stabbing pain in my gut, all this stuff, but I forgive you.
That's funny.
It was great. She seems like a fun person.
Okay. Is that next year, Acolyte, or is that 2 years? Do you know?
A couple of years down the line, I think.
Interesting.
And then for Disney news, we got the trailer for National Treasure, Edge of History.
No Nicolas Cage.
I never got into the movies like everyone else.
Yeah.
So I didn't even check out the trailer for the show.
I know that Nicolas Cage's sidekick. I watched it. It's only like maybe even a minute, not even a full minute. I didn't even know we were getting this, but it's cool. I did grow up with the first two movies. I don't know if Nicolas Cage is in this new one. He wasn't in the trailer, and I feel like if he was in the movie, they would have like hinted to it, but I don't know.
Then we have The Ghost of Molly McGee is one of the more popular shows on Disney Channel right now.
Okay.
It got their season 2 announced and a movie, so good for them.
I'm gonna chalk most of this that we're gonna get a lot more Disney stuff in a couple, like a month or two in September at D23, right?
Oh yeah. So I don't watch too many of the Disney Channel shows anymore, but just because the ones I enjoyed ended.
Yeah.
But one of the ones that I do enjoy that is still there, shout out to the Houghton brothers, Big City Greens. They are getting their own movie, and I'm expecting a trailer at D23.
I have not heard of that show, but if you said it's good, then I will maybe check it out.
For my Make-A-Wish, I got to meet them, and they were like the chillest people I've ever met. Their favorite Star Wars character is Jabba the Hutt.
There you go. That tells a lot about a person right there.
And they're huge Star Wars nerds, so it's not like a...
Yeah, like a poke fun at it. They genuinely like that character.
But they were just really chill. My favorite people to meet, and I've been able to converse with them here and there since. They're just great. And their show reminds me of, like, your old cartoons where there's episode-by-episode plot, but there's still an overarching thing that you can come back to if you want.
Right.
But it's not detrimental.
That's some of the best TV.
Oh, yeah. For regular film and TV, that Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves trailer.
It was cool. Right?
That was so fun.
Yeah.
And if the trailer was that much fun, I can't wait for the movie.
I like the cast. Chris Pine, what's her name from Avatar, the James Cameron's Avatar? She played the helicopter pilot. She's a Hispanic actress.
You did not just... It's Michelle Rodriguez.
Michelle,
she is known as Dom Toretto's girlfriend, sir.
Fast and Furious. I am so sorry, but yes, I like that cast. I like the... It felt... I have not played much of the game, but I know a lot of the creatures that showed up are very game accurate.
Yes. The one thing that I'm very, very curious about is Sophia Lillis, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
She was in It. She was, the girl in It. I'm blanking on her name.
I know. The younger version or the older version?
Younger.
Okay, I got you.
Bev,
there you go. I was going to say Barb.
Her character looks a lot like Keyleth from the Critical Role series, which is the animated or the voice actors that played Dungeons & Dragons that got huge.
Mm-hmm.
And they got their own show, The Legend of Vox Machina. Great animated series from this year. She looks very, very much like a young version of her, and we do not have a character name for her. So I'm interested to see where they go.
I saw a cool little comment. Someone was like, wouldn't it be cool if they released, like, character sheets for people before the movie that we could, like, fill out?
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I just love how the entire person leading this charge is a bard.
That is cool. That is very, like, maybe if I was doing a campaign right now, I feel like I would do a bard because, you know, I like music.
Mine is a halfling officer right now.
Nice.
I invent things.
And Chris Pine can play
play
a sexy, cool music man thief.
And we know he can sing.
We do know he can sing, yeah.
Agony.
I love that movie. People talk about that movie enough.
I honestly am not a big fan of it, but I love that scene and song. So, with that, we also have Hugh Grant in it, which is great.
Oh, that's a big name.
Oh, yeah. But it looks like a blast, and I can't wait to watch it. After that, we got a trailer for the Teen Wolf movie.
Oh, my gosh. They're making a movie after all these years.
From the show, yeah.
I thought they'd do
it. Did you watch the show?
My sister watched it. I was more of a Vampire Diaries person. I know how weird that sounds, but I actually genuinely enjoy the Vampire Diaries. I never watched Teen Wolf.
Mom and I watched Teen Wolf, and around season 1 or 2, they killed off the character Allison Argent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's back.
Ooh, okay.
And it was very unexpected.
What was it a popular show when it was out? Like, did people like it?
Very. It lasted about 6 or 7 seasons.
Is it, like, the original cast coming back that's from the show? That's
kind of cool. Where Dylan O'Brien got his, like, big name from.
Oh, I love Dylan O'Brien.
That was Maze Runner. Maze Runner.
Mm-hmm.
The trailer was great. I cannot wait for this movie. Tyler Hoechlin at the time was doing double duty on that and Superman and Lois.
Oh, I love Superman and Lois.
Same. I'm catching up right now. And then Ian Bowen, who I've been watching Yellowstone. Where I'm all caught up on it. Love it. He plays a character named Ryan, and then I loved him in Teen Wolf. I can't wait to see him come back. Plus, he was just Lieutenant Anderson in Superman and Lois as well.
Dude, there are certain shows that I do not, like, I keep hearing, like, I hear Succession, but Yellowstone is one I keep hearing great things about that I need to check out.
Harrison, you know I'm not one for, like, drama shows type things. Watch it. It is on Peacock. Watch it. It is addicting.
There are certain shows that I'm like, oh, man, when I get back to school in a couple of weeks, I'm going to just binge. But, I mean, we're going to talk about it in a minute. But, like, Game of Thrones is going to hit, like, as soon as I get back to school and I have that. And so, yeah, I'll put it on the list.
Put it this way. It's 10 episodes each season for 4 seasons, and they're an hour long. But they're amazing.
No, yeah, I've heard great things. I've heard that people are upset because it didn't even get nominated for an Emmy this year.
Oh, I know. It deserved it so much. Oh, plus quite a few DC actors, so you'll be happy.
Okay. That is it. What's his name?
Superman. John Kent.
I was gonna say John.
Papa Kent from Man of Steel.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the general from Wonder Woman that we all thought was gonna be Ares.
Yep.
Steel from Superman and Lois is a recurring character for a bit. What
actor?
Yeah, Wally Parks is amazing. Then you have Lieutenant Anderson from Superman and Lois. So you're set.
All right. Especially 10 episodes. I can lock into 10 episodes a season. That sounds very doable.
So to go up from Teen Wolf, though, they announced a spinoff called Wolfpack. Led, I know you're more of a vampire guy.
Yeah.
But it's led by Buffy the Vampire Slayer's Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh, I love Sarah Michelle. That's cool. I do. I've watched a little bit of Buffy, and it's the earlier season's very fun. That makes sense just to, you know, keep it in the zeitgeist, keep it in the popularity. They're also releasing a show and a movie. That's cool.
Yeah. So that'll be a fun one. Then we have the first film from Avatar Studios. It's going to feature Aang and Team Avatar as adults.
Oh, so I was going to say...
In between Last Airbender and Korra.
I was going to say, I'm like, we got a taste of that in Legend of Korra, but they weren't really adults. They were very much elders in that.
Yeah. Then we got that John Wick Chapter 4 trailer.
It did. My man's beaten someone with nunchucks. It was very cool.
I've not seen the trilogy, but I need to watch it.
You do.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, we were supposed to get John Wick 4 and Matrix 4 on the same day, and it was going to be Dean's Keanu Day. That sadly didn't happen.
Then the House of Dragons trailer, what'd you think?
I didn't the first trailer was okay, but we didn't get much of the story. But this, first off, I want to say a quick thing. At the panel... they were asking questions, and they asked Matt Smith if it's Morbin time.
He didn't get it.
He did not get it. I saw a clip of that, I think, on YouTube somewhere. But I liked the trailer. It's a very interesting story. They're doing, like, the whole a woman can't be king or whatever, which, I mean, it's been done a million times. But I do like the family of the Targaryens very much. This takes place... hundreds of years in the past, so that means we get a lot of dragons. And
I thought the little girl was like a young Daenerys. Am I wrong?
No, she is not. This is okay. A long ago, yeah. I at first thought it was the story of the Mad King, but it's not, because the Mad King takes place like right before Game of Thrones start, but this is a different Targaryen king, which is way before, which is why there's so many dragons, because by the time Game of Thrones starts, dragons are like long extinct, besides like the couple that Daenerys gets.
Okay.
But yeah, it seems, I mean, got a lot of warring factions. I know the Game of Thrones name was a bit tarnished by the last season, so I'm hoping this redeems it. I know we're getting a Jon Snow solo show, I heard, so we'll get that too.
Yes.
I'm excited. Speaking of medieval stuff, keep me on that train. You want to talk about the Rings of Power trailer a little bit?
That would involve me watching it or acknowledging that this show is happening.
You're more of a Lord of the Rings fan than me, though.
That's why I don't like this.
Why not? I want to hear. Is it because that elves are looking different now?
It's because, one, it looks nothing like Lord of the Rings. It looks like a cheap knockoff. Two, it's a story I don't care about. I think they should have just kept going how they did with video games in the Shadow of Mordor. in Shadow of War. 3, it does not have the same flair and beauty that the Lord of the Rings had. It doesn't have that magic and feel to it. And yeah, going against how certain things should look in the show, and how they look in the show versus what the lore says, it doesn't add up.
There was only, like, I'm not much of a Lord of the Rings fan. I did recognize the Balrog. I believe that's who showed up at the end of the trailer.
Young Sauron as well.
Young Sauron. I don't, you know, I mean, I remember because that clip of the Balrog killing Gandalf is everywhere.
You shall not pass!
Yeah, so this takes place, I guess, what, the arrival of, like, the rings?
Yes, the creation and onset.
I agree with you, because when I heard they were making a show, I assumed it was a sequel, because I'm like, well, we already got past stuff with The Hobbit, so the only way moving is forward. But then I found out it was another prequel series, and I was like, but we all know how this ends up, and I really want to know what happens to Middle Earth after the rings are destroyed.
The only reason I might watch it is because of certain characters I want to see. So, like, Celebrimbor is in it, and he is the ghost-esque character that you see when you put the ring on in Shadow of War and Shadow of Mordor.
Oh, okay, so there are some, like, characters that we know about.
It does follow a young Galadriel. She's Kate Blanchett's character.
Oh, okay, so it's not that far before The Hobbit, or do elves live
for... No, because we also get a young Elrond, the king of the elves.
Okay, I didn't know how long live in this universe.
But then we have Durin, which is interesting, played by Owain Arthur.
Uh-huh.
So that'll be fun. And he looks good. It's just like the female dwarves don't look like I would expect them to. I didn't know that elves had to be white, but it makes sense, I guess.
I guess, yeah, it does. I mean, that is very elvish. Maybe we could do an episode where we talk about Lord of the Rings, because I've actually never sat down and watched all of them before. So it'd be fun to come from someone who is a pretty big fan like you, and then me, who doesn't know much about it at all.
Bro, I'd have to see if I could get Sage to do this with us. He's the bigger fan. He's the one who's read at least The Hobbit.
If there's one thing we could get Sage on for, it's definitely Lord of the Rings. That would be a fun episode.
So yeah, I'm really just not looking forward to the show, but maybe it'll surprise me.
I hope so. If I hear good things again, maybe this will be my jumping on point in Lord of the Rings. But,
no.
Okay, it probably won't. I'll start with I Shall Not Pass.
There it is.
Speaking of movies, are we officially ready to move on to the big daddy of them all?
No, because we got a video game thing and some comic things.
All right, hit me. We got like 20 minutes, so you think we can do it?
It's quick.
Okay.
So LeBron James from Space Jam A New Legacy, along with Rick and Morty, joined Multiverses for comics.
Yeah.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and TMNT 2 by Ryan Parrott, illustrated by Dan Mora, comes in December. A story called Gotham City Year One follows the PI Slam Bradley, exposing the corruption in Gotham and his police before Batman. And that's by Tom King and Phil Hester.
Oh, and we're getting a Paul Dano Riddler comic, I forgot.
Yep. Along with Batman and Spawn, written by Frank Miller and Todd McFarlane, with art by Greg Capullo.
That is a good team up. I might have to read that.
We're getting more Last Ronin stuff with a story called TMNT, The Last Years. The Lost Years, sorry.
Okay.
Oh, I left out one of the things from film TV.
What's that?
Danny Pudi from Community was cast as the mechanist in the live-action Avatar.
Oh, okay. Man, it's crazy we're getting live-action and animated for this universe at the same time, basically.
Oh, I know. Then we got DC's War of the Gods is coming.
I will say, my cutoff time that I told you that I'm limited to is actually gone now, so we can keep talking forever.
What happened?
No, I just had to help my sister with something, but she doesn't need my help anymore.
Okay. So yeah, DC's War of the Undead Gods is an 8-issue limited series by Tom Taylor and Trevor Harrison.
They're doing a DC vs. Vampires storyline right now.
Yeah, I heard that's good.
I keep seeing it at the store, but also Dark Crisis is going on, and I had to pick between which one am I going to collect weekly, and I picked Dark Crisis.
Well, we're also getting Dark Crisis on Infinite Earths, a 7-issue limited series.
Well, you know, you and me, we're just biding time until we can write our DC's midlife crisis.
Yes. Then you ready for this? Because this is my hyped.
Okay.
Darkwing Duck and Gargoyles are coming back through comics.
Oh my goodness, they just made you very happy with that announcement.
From Dynamite Entertainment.
Did Gargoyles ever have a comic, or was this its first time?
They had a short run for Marvel.
Okay. Is the Gargoyles people the same people that made Spectacular Spider-Man?
And Young Justice, yes.
That's what I thought. Man, those guys are killing the game.
Oh, yeah. So are you ready for Marvel?
I am ready for Marvel. This is going to be fun.
So they kicked it off by showing us the trailer for I Am Groot, a miniseries for animation. And it looks really cute.
It does look cute, and it looks very much Baby Groot from the movies, so it looks like we're going to... Oh, yeah.
I do believe James Gunn said it is not connected to the MCU.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, I'm not going to look for, like, lore stuff in this. I'm just going to look for a fun time.
Yeah. My aunt's a big Baby Groot fan, so I told her we'll have to group watch it.
That comes
August 10th, though.
And that's very soon. That's in, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah. So then, my most hyped thing from this panel, X-Men 97. The designs look great. I get more Gambit. It says it'll feature the core members led by Magneto.
That is the big
sporting
one.
Sporting his form-fitting purple costume with a large white M draped across the center in his big red cape, like from the New Mutants number one.
And helmetless with his long, flowy white hair.
Oh, yes.
It looks like a great look. I think, did they say this takes place like 3 or 4 years after we left off?
I think, yeah, a little bit like that.
Okay. Did Professor X die at the end of that series?
No, he went to space with the Shi'ar.
Oh, cool. Fun.
And then you have the new members include Nightcrawler. Yes!
He was never on the original show?
He was in the show twice, but never a member.
Okay.
It's actually my favorite episode because it shows Wolverine considering God.
That's cool.
But Nightcrawler, Roberta da Costa, Sunspot, Cable, Bishop, Forge, and Morph.
I saw the Cable and the Bishop. I mean, I'm sure I saw all of them, but I really focused on Cable and Bishop. They look very cool. Do you think we're, speaking of, you know, I can't speak of Cable without thinking of Deadpool. Do you think we're going to get a Deadpool?
Well, he's been in flashbacks and other things throughout the show, so I wouldn't be shocked.
Oh, okay. I didn't know he ever showed up in the series. Do you think that would take away from anything? Do you think if he was going to be in the show, they'd announce it or they want to keep it secret?
I'd say keep it secret. And on top of that, he never spoke in the show. Like, it was quick flashes. It was never. But the villains are Mr. Sinister, Sebastian Shaw, Emma Frost, Callisto from the Morlocks, and Val Cooper.
It looks like they're doing a little bit of Hellfire Club.
That's what I'm saying.
What are your thoughts on this maybe being like a connection to the MCU in some way, because they keep playing the darn theme song and like it seems like they kind of want to base off their X-Men off this series, off the original cartoon series. Do you think this will have any
I hope it stays standalone.
Okay.
Not everything needs to be freaking connected.
Because, I mean, people are literally saying, you know, that the Professor X we see in Multiverse Madness is the Professor X from that show.
But it's not, because they already determined what Earth he's from, and that's not the same Earth.
Okay. I didn't know if they were all from the same Earth, if they were like a court of multiverse heroes.
They said they're from the same Earth, I believe.
Okay.
So, the show comes out in 2023, with a season 2 already confirmed.
Nice. Do you think this is going to be a more, not like adult-oriented, but like not, you know what I mean? Like
it needs to be exactly how it was. Everybody can enjoy it, but they don't talk down to their audience.
I agree, because, I mean, like...
And I don't want it to get woke. You can tackle tough issues such as prejudice
right.
and different things without getting woke. It is possible.
I mean, like you said, the show was really great for one of the reasons tackling such a mature themes, like you said, with Logan considering God at one point.
Yeah. And just the hate and the prejudice that the mutants had to deal with. They had a whole thing called the Friends for Humanity. And they were all over.
They hit a lot of
humanity, and they were basically a terrorist group trying to get rid of mutants.
They hit a lot of the big X-Men stories in that cartoon. They hit Days of Future Past. They hit the Phoenix Saga. I think they hit Age of Apocalypse.
Yeah, but now there's more stories.
That is true. I'm wondering if how big of a role does Wolverine play in the original cartoon? Because it's not like Hugh Jackman's role where he's basically...
Everyone's pretty equal, to be honest.
Okay, good.
Then we have Spider-Man freshman year.
Yes, this is okay. I don't want to talk too...
I can't say I'm excited for this at all.
I can say I'm confused about this. That is what I can say. Yeah. Overall, I like the art style because it definitely feels like a Stan Lee, Steve Ditko comic.
For me, it feels like a cheaper version. I can't even get into the art style.
It does look cheap.
Reminds me of like the new, that 2017 Spider-Man show that nobody liked.
Well, I hate that
attempt to go for the Ditko.
I hate, yeah. I'm going to guess it's just like they did that on purpose, in this new show. Cause like Peter Parker really looks like a Steve Ditko.
He does.
Yeah. The suit looks even more prototype than it was in the MCU.
Yeah. Which suit? There's tons.
I only saw
the
one
part that bothered me.
I didn't know there were so many.
Bro, we get his black and white Future Foundation suit. We get the Stark suit. We get, I think, Iron Spider I saw. There's like a plethora.
They confirmed a season 2 already. We're getting Spider-Man sophomore year.
Yes.
But the big, I would say, what do you think? The biggest shocker of them all is the Norman Osborn showing up.
And Harry, yeah.
I
think it's funny they made him black to justify the waves.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, oh, they actually did the cornrows.
Not waves and cornrows are different.
Oh, okay. Is it just me, or does this guy get drawn suspiciously like Giancarlo Esposito?
Oh, my God. It is Giancarlo.
I know.
He can't convince me otherwise.
Like, could he be a good Norman Osborn in the MCU?
I'm sure he could, but don't do that again to my ginger characters.
Yeah, that bleeds into a whole other thing with, is this actually connected to the MCU? Because before they announced all this new stuff, they said it was. And then even after they announced all the new stuff, they ended it with saying once again, this is a connection to the MCU. This is our Tom Holland Spider-Man's origin.
Except we get Rhino, Chameleon, Doc Ock.
Scorpion in a suit where we see him in Homecoming.
Scorpion.
Yeah.
Tarantula, just people that don't make sense.
I don't really, you know, I'm going to guess maybe there's a big plan, but maybe this could be, they were like, shoot, what villains can we use that haven't showed up yet, blah, 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 and they're like, we can't, we're just going to use his big ones, even though it doesn't make sense. But I'm like, there's definitely some villains that you could use that make sense. Like, you could use Tombstone or Hammerhead or Tarantula or Speed Demon. Well,
to further the MCU connection, we get Doctor Strange, who we only first met in Infinity War, and we get Charlie Cox's Daredevil in the black suit.
Yes, which I like, and I'm going to guess maybe they could say that, you know, they met each other as their superhero counterparts, but they didn't know their secret identities.
Okay, but what about the Doctor Strange?
No, that one, I didn't even know about Doctor Strange being until you said something.
Yeah.
So I'm at a loss, man. I don't know. I guess we'll just wait and see. Maybe they'll give up more.
Oh my God, they got the Clone Saga suits.
Oh my God, are they gonna do the Clone Saga in this show? No one likes the Clone Saga, but yeah, maybe, I'm sure it could become more clear if they show a trailer, or maybe even Disney will come out even at D23 and be like, we saw a lot of confusion online, let us specify, or maybe they'll just wait until we see the show and it'll all make sense. I don't know.
And then I can't recognize a single one of his friends.
Yeah, besides Harry Osborn, no.
I didn't even realize that was Harry. I thought that was a woman.
And, dude, again, the guy in the football uniform?
No, Harry's actually to the very right in a green suit.
Okay, I was going to say, I thought it was the guy in the football uniform, and I was like, did they turn Harry Osborn into a jock?
I'm thinking maybe the guy next to the football uniform is Amadeus Cho.
Oh, that'd be cool if we're going to – I would like to see that, even though I want a better Bruce Banner Hulk before we get Amadeus Cho, but that's cool.
Well, Amadeus Cho's been around a while before doing Hulk and Brawl.
I didn't even know – what, is he just a Peter Parker friend for a while?
No, he was never really connected. He just existed. He was actually kind of cool, though. So I'm going to go ahead and say that maybe the jock is Hobie Brown.
Oh, from Spectacular. He's in Spectacular Spider-Man, right?
He's also the Prowler in the comics.
He could
prior
be.
Prior to Miles is.
He could be. Who's that? Who's the guy that works at the Daily Bugle that has a son in Spectacular Spider-Man?
Robbie Robertson, but here's my thing.
It could be, yeah.
It does say Bales on it.
Okay.
They also added Nico Minoru from The Runaways.
Oh, yeah, I heard that they added a Runaways character, which is interesting.
I think maybe one is Glory Grant and then Riri Williams. But I really don't know at this point.
Okay, we'll talk more about Riri Williams in a minute. We're saying we're going too long on this thing that we have no idea is.
I'm just going by looks, that's why.
Right, no, I got you.
What if season 2 premieres early 2023 with a season 3 confirmed?
We got some story arcs, right? We know that Hela's going to show up. We know that Yelena's going to show up. We know that I think they're going to do that episode that never aired with Gamora and Tony in that suit.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Marvel Zombies takes place in the What If universe with a team consisting of Yelena, Kate Bishop, Jimmy Woo, Shang-Chi, Ms. Marvel, Death Dealer, and Katie from Shang-Chi, along with a half-zombie Icarus.
With a TVMA rating.
Again, I don't care.
Right.
That's what people say Marvel won, but a lot of these, I just did not care.
I'm a bit upset that they're continuing it from the What If universe. I don't feel like that was a very good universe to base a show off of, because Marvel Zombies is an interesting story, but those aren't the Marvel Zombies that I like that they did in that show.
Same.
So,
But that She-Hulk trailer was better.
That She-Hulk trailer was very better, and I'm not just talking about that those last couple seconds. Overall, it was very fun.
No, it looked very fun. It looked very fun. The fourth wall break was funny. Can't wait to see more Abomination. I'm curious about the, outside of obvious Frogman, what other characters they're going to be including?
It looked like the Wrecking Crew showed up.
That was my biggest disappointment. I've been waiting for the Wrecking Crew, and that just wasn't it for me. Now,
they're definitely doing something different. It looks like it's more tech-based than, like, magic, which it is in the comics.
Yeah. But the trailer looked fun. Looks like it's going to be fun characters. It's going to be comedic, obviously. But then that ending with the yellow suit Daredevil.
Oh, my gosh. You know, Daredevil. We already talked about one Daredevil thing with him showing up in freshman year. Now we have two. We'll get on to the third one in a minute.
You are loving it.
I'm drowning in Daredevil. It makes me happy that Kevin Feige is like, nah, this is a big character I want to use. So that makes me happy. And also appearing in Echo. We already knew that. But... I never thought in a million years they'd try and pull off the yellow suit and do it well. And we don't see it in HD, perfectly amazing, but what we see from the shots, it looks very cool.
Oh yeah. Then we have Secret Invasion is bringing back Maria Hill and Nick Fury. They're bringing back Maria Hill. And
yes.
Nick Fury meets up with Rhodey.
Which were very, very Armor Wars at less, and no Armor Wars announcement, but he's in Secret Wars.
Yeah.
Or
and
not,
it's a dark thriller with Emilia Clarke as a Skrull villain.
Uh-huh.
I'm expecting maybe Princess Lyra. However you say her name.
Mm-hmm. And we are getting Ben Mendelsohn coming back, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then we have the Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania poster. Which shows our first look at, I don't think they're going stature for Cassie, but one of her other alter egos, Stinger, which is what the suit is more like.
I thought her thing is growing super big, is it not?
It's both.
Oh, okay.
There's one where she was modeled more off Wasp, and the other where she was modeled more off Giant Man.
So it
stature,
looks like,
the Giant Man one is more famous, but I think they're going for Stinger.
I would have liked stature.
Same. We still don't know Bill Murray's character. But he is stuck in the quantum realm.
When they announced MODOK, I was like, is Bill Murray going to be MODOK? But it seems like the guy that played Yellow Jacket is...
The rumor is Corey Stoll, yeah.
Yeah, which I guess would make sense. I hope he's goofy and fun, because if he's going to be all dark and serious, I'm going to be like, gosh darn it.
He was dark and serious in the Avengers game, and it worked.
Yeah, no, that's true. And I don't want everything to be a joke in the MCU. It's just MODOK is a fun villain.
Yes. But that hits theaters February 27th of next year.
And we got a little bit of Kang, I hear, in like the clips they showed.
Yeah, I saw the leaked clip. He's still not blue. I still don't care.
He's not blue?
Unless it's a helmet and a mask, which it normally isn't. He just wears the purple helmet.
I thought it was just like the visor over the helmet was blue in the comics. I didn't think he himself was blue.
Yeah, so I just... Until they start getting these things right by looks, I... Because it shows... to me, it's out of laziness that they don't, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's we got a big purple villain, so maybe they don't want to do a big blue villain. I don't know.
And that's a bogus excuse.
No, it's a very dumb excuse. And Kang has a very cool look. And hopefully one of his variants, maybe by the time he shows up in a certain Avengers movie that we'll talk about later, maybe that variant have the whole look together. I don't know. But I know he said some cool lines like, oh, you're an Avenger. Have I killed you before? I think one of the lines he said. And we know that Scott Lang, I think, made a book.
He is famous now, and he's trying to reel from his fame and kind of get back to his humanity, and which is why he loses connection with Cassie.
Yeah. You know what? We'll talk about the phases itself, but we know that Phase 4 ends this year, and then this will start off Phase 5. And I think this is very smart to start off Phase 5 because this is going to be our huge introduction to Kang.
Yes. Then we got... Guardians of the Galaxy 3 says Gamora runs a sect of the Ravagers, with obviously Peter surprised to see her. Nebula is not, but she has no memory of the Guardians because this was before that time.
Right.
Says Baby Rocket is terrified at a hand coming towards him. This movie is very Rocket origin focused. And now that we know the High Evolutionary is the villain, I expect that to be the hand.
I expect him to be one of the villains. Do you think he's going to be the villain?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He did come out. The actor that he's the same guy from. The same guy from Peacemaker.
Mern.
Yeah. He came out in full costume. He did the whole thing. Very fun. I heard that the panel got very emotional. I heard Chris Pratt broke down a little bit.
Yeah, because it's the last of these Guardians.
Mm-hmm. If you had a guess, you know we.
Adam Warlock popped up, man.
Heard Adam Warlock.
Great. I saw the leak.
I'm okay with waiting a bit longer. Maybe they'll show it at D23. Maybe it will release with Black Panther 2. I know we have... Do we have
two? D23 is before Black Panther.
Yeah, it could drop at either one. That they should. Do we have two movies that come out before that? Do we have Ant-Man and the Marvels?
Before
Guardians 3?
Oh, I didn't even put the Marvels on here. Oops.
This
one's May 5th.
Okay. Yeah, we've been talking about the Marvels, so I don't think we learned anything new about that.
No, just your release date, I believe. No, this comes out after Ant-Man.
Okay, I got you.
The Marvels is July 28th.
Okay, what's after Guardians?
Oh, wait, well, we also have Maria Bakalova from Borat. Cosmo the Space Dog.
Yeah, that is cool. We're finally, I mean, we've seen Cosmo the Space Dog, but now she's going to be an actual character.
Yeah. They said the tone shifts between serious and super sad.
I think James Gunn does that very well.
Oh, yeah. Then this is what you've been waiting for. Daredevil Born Again, bringing back Charlie Cox and Vincent D'Onofrio. With an 18-episode series in 2024.
Dude, we're going to get months of Daredevil in 2 years.
Oh, I know. Got to be excited.
I am very excited. The Born Again is, I'm sure, both a play on the graphic novel that I own by Frank Miller. And I'm also sure it's, once again, you know, a soft reboot. It's a very good way of saying, you know, he's born again because, like, he's been around in the Netflix series, but we don't know what's going to be canon yet. Yeah, I think 18 episodes is very smart. The Netflix series wasn't even 18 episodes. It was like 12, and now we're getting more than that. So this is really going to be great to go into some supporting characters, not just, you know, because a lot of the Marvel shows just focus on the hero.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm interested to see if we'll get the same Foggy, Karen, maybe they'll reintroduce
I agree.
I'm interested to see. I'm sure we'll find out some stuff in She-Hulk. Who knows?
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah,
Blade November 3rd.
Blade, that is... Oh, I know Geller, our friend Geller from the show, is going to be excited about that because it's going to introduce some more demonic side of the MCU.
I'm not excited. The director already botched it.
How so?
That there's not enough Blade story in the comics to acknowledge them when making the film.
Hmm.
Dude, there's decades of Blade stories.
I'm pretty sure Blade is the sheriff of hell right now in the comics. Do that.
But the fact that he's not even acknowledging them, like, bro.
Yeah, I mean, what about the rumors of Anthony Starr playing Dracula?
I could see that, especially for Marvel's Dracula.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard people fan casting him for stuff forever. I mean, there's
Reverse Flash.
Reverse Flash. I've heard Doctor Doom.
Oh, I could maybe see him as Doom.
Yeah, I definitely Reverse Flash. Remember when you joked, and I don't know if you remember, you told me Will Ferrell was cast as
Reverse.
Yeah, that killed me. But yeah, Blade, we knew it was coming. It was the big announcement at the end of last year's D23, I think.
Yeah. Then we have Captain America New World Order, May 3rd of 2024.
Yeah, the director hasn't made the best movies, but I really liked how we left Sam Wilson's character, so I'm excited to see it.
Then we have Phase 4 is closing out with Wakanda Forever. Can we just talk about that trailer?
I got
emotional.
I got emotional. Are you talking about who's the actress that plays the Queen?
Oh my God, Angela Bassett.
Yeah, her line delivery right there, dude.
Oh.
So good, and a great use of the song, and the visuals are great.
Shuri coming out in her traditional stuff.
They outfit. They might be doing Atlantis better than Aquaman did.
Actually, here's my thing. I am excited to see Namor, but I don't like his look. It's too busy.
I mean, do you want just the spandex elf ears and the wings on the feet? Is that all you're looking for?
It's the beauty of his costumes is he's simple.
Yeah, he is.
So to give him all that extra stuff, the nose ring, all this stuff, it's kind of killing the vibe.
I mean, they're going very basically Atlantis has turned into like an Aztec ancient. Seems like they're doing more like.
But I liked Atuma and Namorita's look.
Yes.
I think it works for everyone but him, you know?
Do you think he's going to be a mutant like he is in the comics?
I don't know. I'd assume so with the way they're introducing it.
Uh-huh.
Weird. We heard nothing on the mutants during...
Yeah, again, I think either the big announcement they're going to end D23 with is either announcing the Fantastic Forecast or they're going to announce an X-Men movie they're working on.
I don't see them announcing the F-Forecast. They don't have a director.
Do you think they're lying about not having a director?
Well, no, John Watts walked and they're still looking.
Okay. I think they might have landed someone. I mean, I don't think the rumors of Steven Spielberg I don't think that's at all what's going to happen, but.
So I read they said at first they wanted Steven Spielberg, but then after it said a Steven Spielberg like mind.
Right. I heard that too. But yeah, that we saw Riri Williams for the first time.
Still not excited.
I'll hold until I see it, though. I'm not the biggest fan of legacy characters. We've talked about on the show before.
Yeah, Marvel's legacy characters are not great.
Right, but maybe the actress gives like a great performance, and the suit, the version one suit we're gonna see. Who knows? She might be a standout character. I mean, I wasn't much of a Shuri fan, and then we saw the first Black Panther movie, and I was like, Shuri's a really cool character.
I never knew anything about her, so that was my introduction.
That's true.
Then we have Phase 5 is going to be closing off with Thunderbolts.
Yeah.
July 26, 2024.
I'm surprised they didn't give us an official team lineup.
I am too.
It's an interesting way to end Phase 5, isn't it?
Yeah. Then we get Avengers, Secret War, and Kang Dynasty. Kang Dynasty coming out May 5th, 2025, with Secret Wars coming in November 7th, which will be in Phase 6, which Fantastic Four kicks off November 8th, 2024.
Gross. In, like, the same year we're going to get Fantastic Four and two Avengers movies.
No, November, it's 2024 is Fantastic Four.
Okay.
2025 is. Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I was not a big fan of the Marvel panel. A lot of it was logos about stuff we already knew. Like, I left out Agatha, Coven of Chaos. But it's just too much. I'm feeling the fatigue, and I was the last person to start feeling it.
I was going to say, there's one bad thing.
I'm not feeling the superhero fatigue. I'm feeling the Marvel fatigue and the Batman fatigue.
There's one good thing and one bad thing from this. I'm happy that we have, like, a plan and an idea and even a gosh darn name for the saga, though I think we've all been already calling it the Multiverse Saga.
Yeah.
But yes, like you said, I mean, think about it. It took, like, 8 years, maybe even, I mean, 8 or 9 years to do the Infinity Saga. They're doing the Multiverse Saga in the span of, like, 4 years.
I know, and I just,
Yeah, I mean, it's not like the lack of content, like, oh, what, you're only going to do a saga?
Too much that I don't care about.
Right. I'm going to, you know, maybe by the end of Secret Wars, so many gosh darn portals open up on Battleworld that our minds explode and we're all going to be cheering and clapping in the theater, but I don't know.
I know the nostalgia and the fan stuff will hit me and I'll get excited, right. But it'll be a momentary excitement. I'll stew on it and be like, no.
The only things I'm excited for are stuff like the X-Men, the Fantastic Four, stuff we haven't seen done, like, in a very good way. Those are the only things.
I don't want a new Avengers movie. I don't want two of them, let alone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's too much. That's why I prefer DC's. It was simple.
I prefer DC's mostly because, like, each movie feels so unique.
Well, no, I'm saying the panels, like, for SDCC.
Oh, you think you prefer DC's panel over that?
It wasn't a ton, and I enjoyed both of what we got.
Okay.
This was just logo, 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 release date, release date, release date. I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, I very much remember from, like, 2014 when they did the Phase 3 announcement similar to that, and everyone, like, that was a cool moment for me, but maybe that's because that was, like, seven years.
It was for me, though, too, but doing it every time, it's just, eh.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of what you said, how everyone's like, I mean, it was cool, but like 90% of this stuff we already knew. All we got was logos.
Yeah, or release dates. Like, it was nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you're hyped for Secret Invasion again? Yeah, we already knew about that.
Mm-hmm.
The new stuff was just the Fantastic Four date, phases 5 and 6 being announced,
and
the Avengers movies.
I think
the animated stuff.
I think the
getting
Daredevil
more detail.
A new announcement.
And a Daredevil.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are like, wait for the big stuff for D23, but I don't really know what they have left to announce.
Unless it's footage, and then the mutants.
Right, I hate if they actually go with the name The Mutants for their X-Men movie.
Because they don't want to call it, because the producer for Marvel, Victoria Alonso, doesn't like the name X-Men because there's women on the team. That was her words.
Whatever, I don't want to get into politics, but like, they're the X-Men.
That's not politics, that's just dumb thinking, bro.
Yeah, that's just trying to change what has worked for so long and stop trying to change comics.
And truthfully, I never thought of that being like it's men-only club. Like, no.
Right.
Some of the best X-Men members are women. Storm, Jubilee, Jean Grey, Rogue. Come on.
Yeah.
Psylocke.
Ooh, Psylocke. Olivia Munn. Anyway.
Kitty Pryde.
Is that everything we I do like magic. Is that anything we have for San Diego Comic Con?
Yeah, that's it. So let's get into our quick recommendations.
Oh man, it's been like 3 months since we've done an episode. I got so much I could recommend, bro.
We just got one book / comic, a movie, and a TV show.
Okay. I'm very happy to announce comic book wise that the Devil's Reign Daredevil comic has ended, and even though it was a interesting idea to have Elektra be Daredevil, I'm glad to announce that the other day I went to the comic book store and picked up a new Daredevil Man Without Fear issue 1, starting over with Matt Murdock back in the suit.
Nice.
What's your comic?
I don't have a comic, it's a book. I am still reading, but I've been doing it more. Avatar The Rise of Kyoshi is so good.
Oh,
I cannot wait to pick up its sequel in Dawn of Yang Chen.
So it's a new book?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay, I haven't heard anything about it. I'd have to look into it.
I forgot two comic book news things.
What's that?
They're releasing Avatar: Azula in the Spirit Temple graphic novel and a Legend of Korra graphic novel trilogy.
They're just boosting that whole saga for being dormant for so long.
Oh, yeah. So the Avatar Chronicle books is what I suggest. Go ahead for your movie and TV show.
TV show, it's going to be very obvious. I hope I don't steal from you. But I am happy to say that I actually have gone this long without getting to properly watch it. But The Spectacular Spider-Man was put on Netflix.
Woohoo!
Yeah, and I'm so surprised that they beat Disney Plus to it, but I'm sure there's rights issues and disputes or whatever. But Netflix got it, all 26 episodes or whatever, and it is just as amazing as people talk about.
One, it's just a spectacular. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I am not going to say that because I re-binged it recently because I own them on Blu-ray. So I don't need the Netflix, although it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say my TV show is Yellowstone.
Yeah, thank you. Specifically recommending it to me.
Yes. In movie, what you got?
We've both seen a lot of movies. I don't know if I want to do, like we haven't talked about Doctor Strange on this show. I mean, I don't really need to recommend The Florida Project with my girlfriend the other night.
Oh, yeah, Willem Dafoe and Brooklyn Prince.
Yeah, it was like, I didn't know what to expect, but it's a very interesting movie. I will say it ends very abruptly, but it's a very well-done movie.
So my movie recommendation, even though I watched The Gray Man, it's got to be the Bob's Burgers movie. It's on Hulu. It's on HBO.
How is The Gray
Man? I loved it. It's nothing spectacular. And they made some decisions as characters. I was like, come on.
Okay.
6.5, 7 out of 10.
All right. I mean, it's on Netflix, so why not?
Still fun, though. I definitely say check it out.
I keep seeing Bob's Burgers on Hulu. I need to watch it.
It's good. I loved it. I've watched it twice.
I will then.
So, yeah, those are our recommendations. That is our SDCC show. We will be back soon with a new show.
Yes, thank you guys for being patient with us. We're glad to be back. Summer's wrapping up. Things will be going more smoothly. We might get Geller on a couple episodes, depending on what we're talking about, because I will be living with him soon. Let us know on our social media or anything if there's anything specific you'd like us to talk about. We are at the Heralds Podcast on Instagram, are we not?
We are.
Awesome. So, yeah, if you ever just send us a message there, I'm sure we'll expand social media. But thank you for listening, guys.
Thank you, and have a great day, and stay geeky.
Stay geeky, everyone.